Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, James here with you. We're joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
We're doing pretty good, dealing with a little bit of cloudy, murky weather out there, but we do know some sunshine's on the way next week. What is it looking like the next couple of days here for us?
Exactly, yeah. I'll have to wait longer than we'd like for the sunshine to return, but it's certainly going to be overcast today, and it looks like we'll see some more rain building in as we get into the more later midday and then afternoon time frame. You had a couple thunderstorms and some of that as well to come back into play here for us. Mid-50s for highs. East winds 10 to 20. Some showers early tonight, then down to 35, and then cloudy on Friday. 50, maybe a late-day rain shower with a southwest wind 10 to 20. Friday night, cloudy skies, maybe some flurries or sprinkles, lows to about 29, and then still could see a rain or snow shower. Saturday, cloudy and 43, otherwise 29 Saturday night. And then still looking at some clouds on Sunday, mid-40s, breaks of sun Monday into Tuesday with some highs in the low 50s. Monday, mid-50s Tuesday, maybe some rain chances coming back later half of next week, but at least a little bit of a respite from any real measurable precip here once we get into tomorrow and through the weekend. So kind of anything from tomorrow through the weekend staying kind of the lighter side. But yeah, more soaking rains coming up today here yet first.
So, raincoats.
Yeah.
Get out the umbrellas.
Exactly.
Big umbrellas, that kind of thing. Yeah. That's the apparel today. Yeah. That's the okay. All right. Well, we know that there's better weather coming, so we'll be waiting for it. Yeah. We appreciate you, Paul. Thanks so much. Tomorrow, we'll get everybody ready for the weekend.
Exactly. Sounds good.
Have a good one, Paul. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, you too.
Best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, Paul Trombley and the gang. Always appreciate talking with him.
Yes, indeed.
We got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. Don't forget, we will kick off the 9 o'clock hour with Madison and our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society, talking Pet of the Week. Looking forward to that. And, of course, a big shout-out to TJ's Auto and Collision Center. Appreciate our friends over there at Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. Visit TJ's. We're going to go ahead right now and have some fun with an interesting one. If you watch TV in the 80s, you'll probably recognize, if not all of these pop culture catchphrases. They were posted by the Recaptured 80s Instagram post. And it's a doozy. It just goes running through these, everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm just going to go ahead and like play a little bit of it, let it go for a little bit. And then I don't know if I can pause it, though, because it's an Instagram video. So I can't really pause it. So I'm just going to go ahead and let these play. And I figure, let's see how many of them we knew. And let's see if there's any they didn't get in there.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if we can do that. So I'm going to go ahead and play this now.
What you talking about, Willis?
What you doing, sucker?
How rude.
I know you are, but what am I?
Nanu, nanu.
Kiss my grit.
Hey, where's the deep? Go, go, gadget legs.
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, yes, Belky. Yes.
Belky at the end there. Totally.
Belky. Oh. Yes, don't be ridiculous. I forgot about that one. A pity the fool.
A pity the fool.
A pity the fool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Say hello to my little friend.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was 80s? Wow.
Yeah.
You say hello to my little friend. pardon me, do you have any grape? No, let me get that right.
Okay.
Pardon me, do you have any grape poupon?
Those were the weirdest commercials.
Those were the weirdest commercials.
It's for mustard. Yes. It's for mustard.
Yeah.
It's fancy mustard, though, man.
I know, but still, come on now.
Be fancy.
Let's see here. Let's
right, Rolls Royce to get mustard. And silly.
I want my MTV. Does that count?
Mm-hmm.
Does that count as a catchphrase?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think it would.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
It was in the zeitgeist.
Nice. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and play a few more here.
All right.
But I pity the fool.
I've fallen. And I can't get up.
Oh, those were the last ones. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
I forgot about that one. Yeah, that was one of those ones. Now, okay, everybody has to own this one, okay?
Okay.
The first couple times you saw that or whatever, however you felt. But eventually, at one point, you laughed at that commercial.
Yeah.
You laughed, not because of the old lady being falling and hurting herself or anything like that, but of the sheer ridiculousness of the that you could tell she's, you know, she's posed and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Just how fakey it kind of looked and
very
everything
fakey.
Like that. But every one of us felt guilty the moment you laughed at that ad.
The
moment
fell
you
down.
Did, you laughed at it. You laughed, and then you immediately felt horrible for laughing.
Yeah, exactly.
God help you if there was somebody else in the room with you, and you had to explain to the person, you're not laughing at an old lady falling and hurting yourself. It's just the sheer ridiculousness of the placement.
Yeah, right. Well, and that had played a gajillion times.
Yes.
It was ubiquitous. Yes. You couldn't get away from that ad. My goodness.
Thundercat.
Well, unfortunately. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Now it doesn't count now. No, it doesn't count now. It's not the same. What were you going to say, Melissa?
Well, I was just going to say it's a sad example of actually using a kind of a fear-mongering type of advertisement.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
The people who are needed Lifeline, because that's what it was for, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Would see those commercials and be, I don't want that to be me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
That's true. I hadn't thought about that, but yeah.
Hey, you guys.
Goonies.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Clap on.
Mm.
Clap off. Clap on.
The clapper.
Yep.
Clap off. Clap off.
That was the, after we played the I've Fallen, that's the first one that popped into my head after the I've Fallen, Can't Get Up, is the clapper. Yeah, for sure.
Thundercats, ho!
I like the Thundercats.
Thundercats, that was a good one. That was the guy, the voice actor for the lead Thundercat, so good.
Yeah,
so
he was good. I wonder if we'll figure out who that was.
Yeah, yeah, that was it was really good, though.
I never watched it.
Mm. We want to pump you up.
Hans and Franz.
Hans and Franz.
Hans and Franz.
I love that bit. I love that bit. So the best was when Schwarzenegger showed up. When Schwarzenegger showed up, and I think it was like one of the last ones, if not the last one they did, and he couldn't have been more like self-deprecating and funny.
Yeah,
he, like, was, he was really good in that bit. And knowing is half the battle.
Oh, G.I. Joe.
Yeah, that was my favorite as a kid. I loved the G.I. Joe cartoons.
That was
pretty good. Them.
I never watched those either.
When my son was born, this is early days of internet and everything, and you can Google and look things up, and not everything you find back then. But I remember being so happy that I found a couple old episodes of G.I. Joe and a bunch of Fraggle Rock episodes. And like, oh, we are sitting down and we are watching these. It's Saturday morning. We are going to have some fun, my man. And we sat down, and I start playing those G.I. Joe cartoons, and I'm like, Nope. 80s cartoons, very different than these cartoons, than the cartoons my kids watch
now.
They got away with a lot.
Oh, did they? Oh, my gosh.
But the Fraggle Rock, completely safe.
That
completely
one was okay. Yeah, Melissa, you didn't miss much. A lot of those 80s cartoons, you did not miss much. They were basically advertisements for toys and things like that.
Between the three of us, who would the audience say is more well-adjusted? I feel like it'd be Melissa.
I don't know. You guys don't see into my head.
I was going to say, I don't know if I believe that. I've seen her looks, those eyes. I'm just kidding.
Oh. Well, then.
To piggyback off of that, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
The
Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
that played too well.
Yeah.
I try Gag Me with a Spoon. That was Valley Girl, Moon Unit?
Something
Valley
like
Girl
that.
Something
yeah,
like
Gag
that.
Me with a Spoon.
Yeah, that was one. What's the most famous one? Is it Where's the Beef? What you talking about, Willis? Dynamite? What's the most famous one, though? That's tough.
That's a tough one. Where's the Beef was another one of those that one of those ads that just hit the larger culture.
Yeah.
It was, again, everywhere. People were making jokes about Where's the Beef.
And you still hear it.
I think that was where I was going to go. I was going to say Where's the Beef because, to Melissa's point, I have students that will still make references to that, and I'll ask them, like, do you know where that comes from? I'm like, no, my parents said it, or something
yeah,
like that.
Exactly.
They don't even know, but they're still using the catchphrase.
Or the one after, beef, it's what's for dinner.
Yes. That's the one I remember.
Clara Peller.
Yes.
She was the actress that was the what's the beef lady. You know what? I have to think that, you know, that was towards the end of her career. That was her one big moment.
Yeah.
Because she was on bumper stickers.
Yeah.
They made bumper stickers about that. Where's the beef? I'm telling you. I don't even remember what restaurant it was for.
I had to look it up. Yes, it was Wendy's.
It was Wendy's. Okay.
I thought it was Wendy's, but I wasn't sure. And if I was on Jeopardy, I would not have felt confident about my answer.
No.
But yeah, what is Jeopardy? Yes.
Yeah.
Wendy's?
Wendy's. Okay.
Where's the Beef debuted in a famous Wendy's commercial from 1984 titled Fluffy Bun. In the spot, a trio of elderly women is admiring a large hamburger bun, but their moods fall when they lift the top half of the bun, find a distressingly small beef patty.
I remember that very ad. I had to look this up
because why would you ever go away from that? Why would you ever stop using it? Yeah.
The patties have gotten smaller and they don't want to call attention to it.
That's probably true.
Very good, Melissa. Truth to that. Yeah.
The news hound there. She's on top of it.
Go back to the Thundercats, which one was the main one? Was it Lion-O?
Yes. Lion-O. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The voice actor was Larry Kenney.
Larry Kenney. Good voice actor. Yes.
Yeah. Lion-O.
Lion-O is the most lame name for it. So the leader of the G.I. Joes was Duke.
Yeah.
And I always thought that was, little bit of a nod maybe to John Wayne, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, I always thought that was pretty cool. You know, Transformers, you know, Optimus Prime.
Mm-hmm.
How cool of a name is that? Optimus Prime. That's right. If I was a rapper, I'd use that name. I mean, that's a great name. And then you had Lion-O. Weren't even trying. It feels like they were sitting in a room and like, okay, we had to come up with a name for this character. I don't know, Lion-O? Okay, all right, well, we'll keep that on the back burner. We got to be able to come up with something better than Lion-O.
Okay.
And like after 3 hours, it was like, okay, I guess Lion-O is it.
Okay, look at this is the rest of the names of the Thundercats. I mean, they're just as bad. Chitara.
Willy Kit.
Panthro. Tigra, that's okay. Wile E. Kit and Wile E. Cat and Snarf? Snarf?
No, Snarf sucked. I hated Snarf. Like, when everybody always says about Scrappy Doo, I feel that way about Scarf.
About Snarf?
Snarf. opposite, though, in He-Man. In He-Man, they had the same thing with Orkel.
Orko
was awesome.
Orko was cool.
I liked Orko.
Me too.
Every show had to have that little bit character. They never got it worse than in Thundercats. Snarf didn't do a darn thing but get in the way and be Snarf. Snarf, Snarf. Like, you're the worst character ever, Snarf. Snarf knows.
I love the fact that you're watching as a kid and you understand this is a terrible character. I love that.
Yes, I used to get my sister upset because she likes Snarf and I would be making fun of him and she gets all
so
upset.
So mean.
Well, to be fair, I was an older brother.
That's true. You got to do things like that, right?
There are some things that I had to do. Take a break. We'll come back and we'll have some fun with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR locally grown radio. Dynamite! You know what that song means. It's time to do some celebrating. With our good friends over at Misty's Menu, we encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR. And if you're celebrating a birthday, get on over there. What will they get, Seth?
Pie. Pie. Brian's pie. Yes.
Yeah, you get a free slice of Brian's pie just for having a birthday, everybody.
Not
going to
find
there.
Much better than that.
No.
Got to say.
Mm-hmm. Get on over there, do some celebrating, wish him a good day from all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We got a great list here today, guys. I need a 1 through 4 from you, Seth.
Ooh, 4. We don't get to go there very much. I'm going to go 4.
Uh-huh. All right. Oh, and that gets us a good qualifier here. So we can get right into celebrating, and these are all birthdays. First up, I want to wish my cousin, Christina LaFrano, a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Christina.
Christina, we hope you enjoy your day. Wish you the greatest of days. Moving on to Kurt Hewer celebrating a birthday.
Happy birthday, Kurt.
Happy birthday, Kurt.
We appreciate you, Kurt. Hope you have a good birthday. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it, sir. Mm-hmm. Want to wish a happy birthday to Jan Fisher.
Happy birthday, Jan.
Jan is a former sales and marketing staff here at WFHR. Oh. She used to work here a while back.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah, wishing you a good birthday, Jan. Mm-hmm. Also want to wish a very happy birthday to Mary Krentz.
Happy birthday, Mary.
Happy birthday.
Mary, enjoy. Hope it's a great one for you. And our qualifier today, Penny Pilot.
happy birthday, Penny.
What a name. Great name.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Penny, we hope you enjoy your day. Have a great one. Enjoy. And I would say to everybody celebrating a birthday today, it's Thursday. It's Friday Eve. Celebrate right into the weekend. Celebrate all weekend long.
Yeah. Yeah. What else are you going to be doing, huh?
Yeah.
Come on.
Let's celebrate. And but today is the day you can get that free slice of pie from Brian.
Exactly.
So get on over to Misty's to get that today. And I want to thank everybody that sent us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. We want more of them. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.maloff@civicmedia.us. You can really send it to any of our staff. All of our emails are similar to that.
Very close.
And you can, of course, direct message us on Facebook, just like our Facebook page, and direct message us that way. My neck just gave out.
Oh, no.
My gosh. It's been bad for the last couple of days, and now it's not moving. You can't look at me anymore. I had to shift my chair. I had to turn my chair to look at the celebrity birthdays here. They better be good. Better be some good ones on here. I turned my neck for this. Carlos Valdez is 34. He is Cisco on The Flash.
Oh, okay.
Let's see here. Miranda Kerr is 40. Great actor. Mm-hmm. That's a good actor. Let's see here. Joseph, don't call me Joey Lawrence, is 47.
Joseph.
Whoa.
Joseph Lawrence.
Joey Longo and Melissa and Joey. Of course, Joey Russo on Blossom, where he, you know, got his big, really gave him the household name.
All of his characters' names are Joey.
All of his character. He was also Joey Donovan on Give Me a Break, which was his real big break. Nell Carter, Give Me a Break, doesn't give enough credit.
No.
Like, of all the 80s sitcoms we talk about, we do not talk about Give Me a Break nearly enough.
Right.
Nell Carter, like, was one of the queens of the 80s in my book.
Yeah.
I love that show. I don't remember a thing about it. I don't remember anything about that show, but liking Nell Carter.
She sang the theme song. I remember
That's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. They don't mention it in here. They do say that Joey came in third place in, the third season of Dancing with the Stars. But they don't mention that he's in the Dr. Pepper commercials now. He's
the
little guy that shows up and sings.
Oh, gosh, I never noticed that.
They've been doing that ad campaign for a couple of years now.
Oh, my gosh.
He's the little peep guy.
Oh, okay, cool.
Stephen Marley is 51, Bob Marley's son. Let's see.
Of his many children.
Having a birthday at 420 and being Bob Marley's son. I mean, I almost feel like
he's having a good day.
That or he has never smoked marijuana in his life.
Yeah, like, one of those two things.
It's almost like two on the nose. It's almost two. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Carmen Electra is 51.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, really?
I would not have guessed. I don't know if that's old to me or not. Like,
oh, okay.
It's surprising, and at the same time, I feel like she's been around the public eye for over 30 years.
True,
at least, so.
That's true.
It's surprising, and at the same time, makes sense. The wonderful Shamir Moore is 53. He's Hondo on the SWAT remake that's out there right now. He also broke millions of middle-aged hearts when he left Criminal Minds. on that show.
Okay, yeah.
People love that man, and in particular,
he's got a great grin.
He is handsome for all day. It's his eyes. It's those eyes he's got. He's got the eyes that'll get you. But for whatever it's worth, also really good actor. He's more than just a handsome
That's not important. He's just good looking. No.
I like to do that whenever I can, though. It's just a little play on it.
Yeah.
I think I can say this, Seth. One of our favorite actors, one of our guys, if you will, Andy Serkis is 59 today.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Andy Serkis.
Andy, the man himself.
He is the guy who voices and the voice and movements that were captured to create Gollum for the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit movies.
Yep.
Kong for King Kong, Caesar in the Planet of the Apes, the Supreme Leader Snook in the Star Wars trilogy. You just recently saw him as Alfred in the Robert Pattinson's Batman. Killed it in that. He is the arms dealer Ulysses in the Avengers Age of Ultron and Black Panther.
Yep.
One of the few times you actually get to see his face.
Yep.
And that really... He credits them at Marvel for casting him to be able to show his face. It's one of the first times, I believe, if not the first time, he got cast as that. And now all of his roles involve that.
Yeah, just a regular actor acting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After that, he went to the DC and got Batman and played that.
Yeah.
Andy has gone back and forth. He's in the Star Wars universe
in a couple of different ways. Now he was in Andor.
Lord of the Rings universe. He was in Andor. Yeah, a couple. That's right. He was in Andor. Is right. Yep. I forgot about that. He's one of the most versatile actors of all time. Like, not just currently working, like, of all time.
Mm-hmm.
He is so good. I like to give David Hyde Pierce a lot of credit, because in the first Hellboy, David Hyde Pierce was credited for doing that character.
Abe Sapien was the name of the character.
Thank
yep.
you. And after seeing the movie and everything for the next one, he was under contract, and he said, look, I'll give you your money back. Give Andy the credit. Andy's the one that should be getting this, not me.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of an actor doing that. David Hyde Pierce is the only actor I've ever heard in my career. I'm sure other actors have done it,
mm-hmm.
but he's the first person I've ever heard actually say, like, look, I'm pulling my name from this. Like, you have, I'm forcing you to give him credit.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That's how good Andy is. Where other actors are leaving money on the table so he can take it. Like,
his IMDb page is impressive.
Oh,
but
yes.
I remember him from 13 going on 30 with Jennifer Garner.
Oh my gosh.
In 2004. He was in that. That's where I recognize his face from.
Oh, well, really?
I never saw that movie. I never. Wow.
Who knew? Well, Melissa did.
Judy Greer in it. It's a really good movie, actually.
I like Judy Greer. Melissa with the reference. Nicely done, Mel. Nicely done.
He's also a director, too.
Yes.
He's also directed a couple movies. So,
He's so dang talented. I love that man. Crispin Glover is 59.
One of the weird actors of Hollywood.
Yeah. But by all rights, a normal guy.
Yeah.
Like he plays the weirdest of weirdos and can play the creepiest of creeps.
Yeah.
But by everything I've ever heard about the guy, one of the most nice, kind people on set and everything, you know, a little eccentric a little bit, but no more weird than the rest of us or anything. Crispin Glover, of course, he was Andy Warhol in The Doors. A lot of people forget that.
Mm-hmm.
He did a great job as Andy Warhol.
Stole every scene he was in.
Yes. He was the Knave of Hearts in Alice in Wonderland, the Thin Man in Charlie's Angels. Very good bad guy. Played a very good bad guy in that. The Psycho and Willard remake. But of course, most famously known as George McFly in Back to the Future.
That's right. Yep.
That's where I recognize him from.
Yep.
Don Mattingly is 62. His sideburns, 49.
Donnie Baseball.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Don Mattingly. Still love Don Mattingly.
Coached the Yankees, Dodgers, Marlins. Of course, one of the stars of our youth when we were kids.
There was a time in the mid-80s when Don Mattingly was probably the best hitter in baseball. And this was at the same time as Wade Boggs.
Yeah.
And I think Don Mattingly was a little bit better than him.
Did he become an announcer?
No.
Yeah, he's managed a few teams, though, since he retired from playing. Yeah.
Clint Howard is 64. Ron's cuter and more famous brother. I'm kidding because I like Clint so much. I have such a respect for that man. I would give anything to work with either of the Howards, but I love Clint.
How many horror movies has Clint Howard been in?
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah. You may remember him as the kid on Gentle Ben, the TV series in the 60s, but he was the scary Bayou redneck in The Waterboy. If you look him up, you'll know who we're talking
about. You'll
recognize
his face instantly. Yeah.
Great character. Mm-hmm. You can't talk about character actors and not talk about Clint Howard.
Nope.
He was on the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah, he works so hard. He's the definition of a working actor.
Yep.
And I admire that so much. He takes all these horrible roles that nobody in the world would take and all these things. I can't imagine how many times he has been made fun of or any of those things. And he just keeps working, has his head up, couldn't be prouder of his work. And I'm proud of him. I'm proud of his work. I hold him up as one of the greatest character actors of all time.
I can't remember the name of the movie, but it's one where he plays a homicidal ice cream man. It's a classic.
Yes, it's classic.
Of low-budget horror.
It's called Ice Cream Man.
It is, okay.
It is. Yeah, I remember.
1995.
I was working at Deja Vu when we at the video store when that movie came out, and I'll never forget that we had to actually take it down. We had a mom ask us to take it down, because not because it was that because of his face. It was so creepy and everything. Ron Howard, his career has been celebrated.
All right.
From the Andy Griffith Show to the last Oscar he won.
Yep.
I will say that, and I will die on this hill, that Clint Howard's career holds up to his brother's.
There you go.
It's not the same, obviously.
No, it's different.
It's not as well celebrated. But you look at their two IMDb pages together and everything, they hold up.
Yep.
They're great. What a family.
Yep.
Jessica Lange is 74.
Mm.
Love her.
Wow.
Love her.
From my neck of the woods. From Cloquet, yes. Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Up where I'm from as well. So we like Jessica. She's one of our own.
I'm so proud of the work that she did on American Horror Story. She did not have to take those roles. Jessica Lange's legacy is set. She never had to work again. She wanted to push herself. She wanted to do darker stuff. And my God, did she. Holy man. I did not even know she had that in her. The work that I saw her do on American Horror Story. Also, she does... She did some incredible scene work in all of those shows. But there's a American Horror Story, the circus one, where she sings A Life on Mars in a German accent, flawlessly. Flawlessly. It's beautiful. I've always been a big fan of the David Bowie song Life on Mars
since
I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. I can't hear that song and not think of her version of it.
Wow.
I it's so good. You can look it up and listen to just that clip. It's so good. She is more talented than I ever realized. And if you haven't seen the movie, do yourself a favor. Watch The Postman Always Rings Twice. It is one of the greater movies you will see. It's some of the greater performances you will see from Jack Nicholson and her. So good. So good.
Here's a little trivia for Jessica Lange fangs that only us people from northern Minnesota know. No, I don't know if this is true. She is, and James, you'll appreciate this one. When she was in high school in Cloquet, she dated the father of NHL player Jamie Langenbrenner.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. That's interesting. George Takei is 86. I'll let you take this.
Oh, my. well, of course, George Takei, known well as Sulu on Star Trek, of course. But, man, talk about getting a second life.
Yeah. Yeah.
He became like one of the stars of Twitter. When it first came out, he started to become the guy, and he's still up there. He's funny. He's funny as heck.
Long before a lot of movements got started, George Takei came out as homosexual.
That's right.
And it was very proud of this and would not shy away from it.
Mm-hmm.
I give William Shatner a lot of credit of supporting him at that time. Leonard Nimoy a lot of credit for supporting him at that time. Before it was as... accepted as it is now.
Yeah, that's right.
A great voice actor. Great voice actor.
He was in Mulan.
Yeah, he was in Mulan. He got his voice acting on The Simpsons. He actually didn't think he'd be very good at it, and they begged him to be on the show. And it was a famous Simpsons episode where Homer thinks he's going to die from eating a blowfish. And
that's right.
And George Takei is in that.
Yes.
He got it, like from there, it just went running where he would get voice work for the rest of his life now. Love George Takei. One of the smoother voices any of us will ever hear, as far as people no longer with us, we start with Luther Vandross.
Oh.
Born in 1951, passed away way too young in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
God, I loved Luther's voice. Tito Puente, born in this day in 1923, passed away in 2000. Wonderful Puerto Rican superstar. Tito wrote Santana's Oye Como Va.
That's right.
Which is one of my favorite songs of all time.
A classic. Yeah. Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
Tito, also a guest voice on The Simpsons.
That's right. I remember that episode.
I used to choose to not mention this, and I found that it feels childish to me not to.
Okay.
Adolf Hitler was born on this day in 1889.
Ah.
Do we want to mention this person or anything like that? Obviously not. But you can't talk about human history and not mention this coward, mention this poor excuse for a human being. So what I like to do on this day when we bring up Hitler is remind everybody that Hitler was part Jewish. Hitler had dark hair and brown eyes, while he would sit up there and tell you that the master race was blonde hair and blue-eyed. I love the idea. Like, let's just say that whole thing worked out for them and everything. And you get down to this, and it's just left. All that's left on the planet Earth is blonde-haired people, blue eyes. And then there's Hitler there, standing there with that big tall blonde-haired person coming up to him and saying, "All right, so your turn." That's what would have happened. That's how that works out.
Yeah, right.
Also important to note that that part of history, too, that to these skinheads, to the people that are still up on that cause and everything, you realize you got something in you, right? Like, you go down with the rest of us. Because at this point in the game, there's nobody who's quote-unquote pure.
We're all mutts.
Yep.
We're all mutts. We are all the United Nations walking around here and everything. I'm a beautiful example of this. I have Egyptian, Italian, Jewish, Russian blood in me. All right? Almost all of those creeds hate each other. Every one of them at some point in human history have had problems with each other or something like that. And I'm walking around just perfectly fine. Yeah, my family is perfectly fine. The history of our family is perfect. I mean, it is a day to celebrate ethnicity, to celebrate that we are all alike, that we are all connected, and that we all have a little bit of something in us.
That's right.
Chances are, if there's something you're... And another thing to note, everybody has some prejudice in them. Everybody. That, I'm not saying that's okay. I'm saying that's how we learn and grow and get better as a society.
Yep.
That's how things can get better, by owning these things.
Exactly.
Walking around saying, I'm not racist, I'm not this, I'm not that, usually just makes us feel like you are. Like, just own your life. Own who you are. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be specific about this. Just be honest. There might be some things in my blind spot.
Mm-hmm.
I own that, and owning that is okay. One of the greatest things that I've ever had happen to me is somebody saying to me, I get that I don't get it. That's, I waited my whole life to hear something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, I can't understand what it's like to go through things that a woman goes through. I get that. Mm-hmm. I get that I don't get it. Things like that. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that, everybody. That's what we should be celebrating on this day. That's how to really, really, like, just twist the knife.
Yeah.
Just really, like, you know.
Stick it to them. Yeah.
This is the great revenge of this moment in history. The success of Germany. The beauty of Germany. How that country has bounced back and come around. How it is a welcoming. It is a melting pot for the world now. What Germany has become. Mm-hmm. What Austria has become. What Europe has done from this. The lives that we lost, the people that we lost, whole like family lines gone, gone. English family lines gone, Jewish family lines gone, Polish family lines gone from this. Mm-hmm. But we look at the positives that came from this horribly coward, pathetic excuse for a human being who couldn't draw to save his life, and that's what led to all of this. Because he was whiny and didn't like that he wasn't accepted by the art community, which was very heavily prominent with Jewish people and Bohemian people, he decided to get started on this. And that coward, that's what happens when you let a madman run. But that's what happens. Learn from this. We have to. Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
Wishing a very, very happy Earth Day and a very, very happy 420 to everybody celebrating out there.
Yeah.
And I find that very funny as well, that his birthday falls on those. Just, I love irony. I'm a big fan of irony.
He was a teetotaler, by the way. I don't know if people know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We want to wish very happy birthdays to everybody celebrating out there and a very big happy birthday to our friend Penny Pilot, who is our new qualifier. And she's our friend because she's a qualifier, and maybe we can get some free Misties.
Yeah, is that how it works out?
Penny Pilon, happy birthday. You're a qualifier today, and happy birthday to everybody celebrating out there. Wish you a great one.
Happy birthday.
Stick around for Melissa's news. We encourage you a little bit later in the day, after we're done on the air, to head on over to Misty's Menu. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the Gang Force. Wish them a great one from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. Locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good Thursday out there. And it's treating you good. Come a long way, baby.
We've come a long, long way together. Through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
Got some good stuff coming up for you here. I'm going to take you, after a commercial break, to the top of the hour, of course. Have the best 420 deals plus the cities for smokers.
All right.
It is 420. And we're going to go ahead and get one more story in about this. So here's a quick roundup of some of the just like quick hitters. Sorry, here, that was no pun intended. Jeez. A study found the best cities for stoners are Portland, Oregon, Denver, Buffalo, Seattle, and Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming.
Interesting. Okay.
No Florida, no Key West. They based it on things like dispensaries per capita, price, and the fact that weed is fully legal in all of those states.
Right.
Thus why you don't see Florida showing up.
Ah, okay.
The worst cities for stoners are Birmingham, Alabama, Memphis, Tennessee, Louisville, Kentucky. All states where it is fully not legal.
Right.
Another study ranked the best cities to smoke in. The top five are different. San Francisco, L.A., Denver, Santa Ana, California, and Las Vegas. Santa Ana, California.
There you go.
Las Vegas. Well, it's not clear why the lists are different. Someone was probably smoking when they came up with the list. If you've ever wondered how the 420 thing got started, USA Today looked into it. The top theory is in the 70s, some high schoolers in California used to meet at 420 p.m. after school to smoke.
Okay.
So 420 became a code.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the only story I've ever heard about it.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never heard any other. I'm sure that there might be some other theories or things out there about it, but that's the only one I've ever heard.
Okay.
A police department in Pennsylvania is offering a free bag of Doritos to anyone who brings their pot in to have it tested today. That is very smart of them.
Yeah.
That is really cool of them to do that. What a nice PSA by them. Recreational use is still illegal in Pennsylvania, so yes, it's a trap. but if you do this, I mean, you kind of... I mean, look, if you I don't like to say if you fall for this, but for lack of a better way to put it, if you fall for it, I mean, you deserve it.
Right.
You deserve to get busted. I'm sorry. You deserve to get busted.
A bag of Doritos. I mean, how cliche. Seriously.
It's going to work. That's just it. Like, it'll work on at least one person. At least one person.
At least one person.
Yeah. Come in there. And this person will come in with a half-eaten bag of Doritos. And finish the bag while getting their fingers printed, while getting their fingers printed with Cheeto dust on them and everything, and still asking, "So when do I get my bag?"
Yeah, my Doritos, man.
Ready. Dogecoin or Dogcoin, whatever they call it.
That is Doge.
Dogecoin.
Yeah.
Dogecoin fans are hoping to see a bump in price today. 420 is also Doge Day, so they're hoping Elon Musk tweets something about it and the price jumps up and everything. Imagine your life depending on Elon Musk for anything.
Oh God.
Dear
God.
That's
a horrible thought.
Yeah.
Horrible. Yeah.
I wouldn't do anything that puts one penny in that fool's pocket.
No.
One of the greatest cons in human history is him pulling off to the world that he's a genius.
Yes.
Like that it wasn't just all these people that he hired and everything that helped him get to this level and all those things and everything.
There are interviews out there. You can look them up. Where it is very obvious he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Ask him to explain the electric car. Ask him to explain how we're going to get to Mars.
Yeah.
He can't do it. He can't. He's not a genius. He's not. I don't even know how smart he is, let alone a genius.
Yeah.
We got to start using that word more correctly.
Yeah,
we got to quit throwing that word genius around. People like that ended up with it and everything. And finally, here are the top 420 food deals we've seen throughout the advertised. Jack in the Box brought back its Pineapple Express milkshake, named after the movie Pineapple Express.
Right, right.
Del Taco has 8 tacos for $4.20.
Oh, nice.
8? Wow.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, that's a really good deal.
Del Taco around here, yeah. Man.
No kidding.
Smash Burger has 4 burgers for $20. Wingstop is selling hot box meals with fries covered in spicy cheese dust. Jimmy John's has a new Munchie Crusher sandwich. that's a fun name. That's a fun
Munchie
name.
Crusher.
That's a good name. That's a good name.
Yeah.
Something called Blaze Pizza is letting people upgrade to their high-rise crust for free because they're called Blaze Pizza. They don't have to do anything.
And
I actually have heard of
crust. That's pretty good.
The high-rise crust. Yeah, I didn't catch that right away. Thank you, Melissa.
I have heard of Blaze, but I'm not sure where they are. I'm not sure where I heard it.
They're not sure where they are. They're not even. I don't know. I'd never heard of that before. Blaze Pizza. Insomnia Cookies is giving away one free cookie with every order. How have I never heard of Insomnia Cookies? Like, I feel like that's. I feel like that's a company I would make. Like, I gotta look that up.
There's Blaze Pizza locations in Minnesota, just in case.
Oh, there are in Minnesota. Oh, okay. That's probably where I heard it, yeah.
Fat Burger is selling the original Fat Burger for $4.20.
Seems expensive, but okay.
They also came up with, Fat Burger also came up with a new cannabis-infused ketchup that you can get it at all their restaurants. They're only selling it at a few weed dispensaries in L.A.
Right.
They're only, yeah, okay, only a few.
Gotcha.
Interesting. So, yeah.
You can bring your own ketchup packet.
There's a bunch of different ways to celebrate, but unless you like to celebrate in a jail cell, make sure that you are doing this legally in legal
please.
Places.
Yes, please.
We certainly don't want anybody getting in any trouble. Yeah. We are going to not get in trouble by going to commercial break. We're going to take care of some bills, come back, have some more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. You got Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We'll take you right to the top of the hour. After CBS News is done doing its thing at 9:05-ish or somewhere around there, Madison from the Wood County, Southwood County Humane Society is going to join us. Really looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. We always have a blast talking with Madison. That's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Right now, I wanted to dive into this one. This is, I was going to use it for our That Ain't Right stories, but I want to get it in now. If you're looking for a new fragrance to wear out on the town to work or just to pick up the kids from school, you wouldn't ordinarily think of spraying yourself down with gin.
Oh, jeez.
Probably one of the last things you would spray, especially if you're going to pick up the kids from school.
Why would you do that?
A company called Tamworth Distilling has just unveiled a new product called Sylvan Mist, which is the world's first wearable perfume gin.
Oh, gosh.
It's described as a woodsy unisex scent combining violet leaf, calamine flowers, juniper, balsam fir, citrus, and boronia flowers. And it smells like a boreal forest, fresh cut grass, kiwi skin, and honeydew melon.
Jeez. It's a lot of smell in there.
Where's the gin? Where's the gin part of all this? Even John never smelled gin that smelled like that.
No.
Even better, it was created to be drinkable. Oh, yay. Oh, wonderful. More ways for people who aren't old enough to eat drink to get alcohol. Wonderful. That's a real good thing for society.
Yeah.
Meaning that you can be making yourself a cocktail and alternately spritz your cocktail and your neck.
Why?
It's a one for you, one for me, one for the glass, one for me. It's a potent 151 proof.
Whoa!
But it's not intended to be the base in a stiff perfume martini. It's supposed to be a garnish that you spray onto a drink. They suggest spraying it in on your Evian or your cocktail Bee's Knees.
Oh, jeez.
There's a Bee's Knees cocktail?
Apparently.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I'll just get my Avion out and spray. What the heck? This is the weirdest thing.
Yeah, this is
bizarre, this man.
I've seen a lot of celebrity colognes and I never would have thought that celebrity would have a perfume or a cologne or whatever. This blows me away.
This is the one. Finally, Nick Nolte has his fragrance.
Yes, it's finally there for you, Nick. There you go.
This doesn't actually surprise me, guys.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean. Alcohol, we know, doesn't harm. They use vodka to clean garments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
On Broadway and things like that. So we know that alcohol doesn't necessarily harm the fabric.
Every action movie you've ever seen, guy gets stabbed. What does he do? Grabs a bottle of alcohol, pours it on it. Yeah.
But also, smelling gin, anytime I've ever smelled it, it smells more like a perfume to me than something I want to drink.
Oh, that's a good point. A good point. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right
very,
Melissa.
Very piney.
Exactly.
It smells like a woods,
right.
Ciferous forest.
It's the cask that they age it in, and that's where the smell comes from. The aromaticness of gin comes from that. So,
and the thought of being able to spritz alcohol onto something to get an added flavor without an overly abundant amount of alcohol is kind of cool.
Wait a minute. Are you getting on this bandwagon, Melissa?
I might be.
Are you getting on this bandwagon? Oh, man. Yep. Just as my respect was going up for you.
That's okay. I had to tank it somehow. And a bee's knees cocktail is gin, lemon juice, and honey syrup.
Yeah, I was just, okay.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I was just trying to look it up.
Garnished with a lemon twist.
She found it faster than me. Dang it. I was trying to look it up.
It's that news thing, man. It's just, I'm telling
you. She's good. I did see a bunch of other colognes or perfumes that do have alcohol in them. There's the Alchemy Classic Alcohol EPD formulations. There's a Perfumer's Alcohol Base. There is a Killian Apple Brandy that has bits of brandy in it.
Okay. All right.
There's a Pick Your Scent Perfumer's Alcohol Base, a couple of those type of things.
Wow.
Where you can like create your own type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez. Okay.
Well, the base of any perfume is alcohol.
Right.
Okay. I did not know that. I just did a thing right there. Did you catch it? I was about to say, yeah, like I knew that.
Yeah.
But there's an opportunity to do what I was just talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Show that I did not know something. I had no idea about that, Melissa. That makes perfect sense, though.
Doesn't mean you can drink it, James. Just saying.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Please don't.
This is, and that doesn't count with Axe, okay? It's not the same. God.
It's you know, the worst smelling drink you've ever had.
If you're over the age of 14, you should not be using Axe. Stop using it. Just stop. Stop. There's got to be something better out there.
And to be fair, it's not the only perfume base, but it's the most popular.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Dropping knowledge on us.
I feel like it sounds like gin is the one. Like if you're going to turn alcohol into a perfume, gin is the one. I by now everything's been turned into a perfume or cologne or something like that. So
even celebrities.
I can't really think of anything that we could turn into a perfume that hasn't been already.
Right.
But is there is there something that you think like an alcohol that you think would be good? Or I was just thinking about it, and the smell of marijuana, like when it's burning. I don't think is necessarily a smell that most people would like. But the actual, like, just before it's even burnt, before it's used for anything else, just the hemp itself, like, I think that might make a good cologne. That might. There's hand lotions that do use it.
Yeah, that's
there's
right.
a hemp hand
Officer,
lotion.
Officer, I swear, it's just my perfume. Actually,
Do you have any food on you?
I did buy a bottle of perfume in Minnesota, and this is years ago, probably like more than a decade ago, and it was called Grass. I wouldn't say that it smelled straight up like cannabis, but it smelled like kind of fresh cut grass and probably a little bit of hint of
there might be a wink and a nod maybe. There, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But easily the worst cologne ever created. Like,
what are you saying? It was one of my favorites.
Oh, no, not that one.
It's gone.
I mean the one that I'm making up, the one that the weed cologne. Like, who wants that? Like, there's nobody that wants to smell like that because if you smell like it, it's probably because you're using it.
Yeah, right.
If you don't use marijuana, then you definitely don't want to smell like it. It is like taking non-alcoholic alcohol to a whole other level. Like, it's just a whole other level. Take a break. We'll come back with our pet of the week from our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society here on WFHR's Morning Show.